Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning KSLM.
We're in hour two.
Day here on 104.3
I don't think
FM.
We need the intro. What do you think?
Good morning, Salem, with Stacey Ann.
I love it. Oh, my goodness. We may have to do like an hour two different intro or something, but we were going to try to do like a mock, our own little intro. And
I could recreate this song.
Oh, that would be fun.
And it would just be me and nobody would ever know.
Oh my gosh. Well, we know you have a music background, so I don't doubt that you could do
I
that.
I have a song, actually, that sounds like this.
Is that right?
Yeah,
I
we
love
should play it.
Oh, that would be fun. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're having fun this morning. I got Josh in the studio with me, co-hosting, and we are covering through some pretty interesting things when you're talking about media influence and how we're being fed a tale, a story, fiction, and we're supposed to go along to get along. And some of us are just like, wait a minute, the America that I knew a year ago is completely unraveling, and what can we do about it? And I am so proud. There are so many independent people that are stepping up. I think of Valerie with People's Rights. I think of Suzanne Gallagher working on parental rights. I think of even Megan Marie stepping up and as a single mom and saying, hey, we need to do something here in our community, and doing the things that we're doing locally in regards to coming together and holding a Thanksgiving feast. There are some things that are happening. Now, I ran across this clip just yesterday, and it was Dan Bongino. I think I'm saying his name right. He used to work, I think, in protective detail and for the government.
Secret Service.
And he's got some insight, and he's got his own kind of podcast show, and it's very, very good. And he found an old clip with Donahue on it, and they were talking about capitalism. And now you're going to hear this clip, and it's like the night before the election. So pretend like it's the night before we elected. Of course, the election isn't over. We don't know. It still applies in the battle, why it's so important to doing what we're doing. So I'm going to play this and listen to this. Here we go.
Here is a cut of Milton Friedman on Donahue decades ago. Phil Donahue was a noted leftist, but had a popular daytime program. Just completely dismantling Phil Donahue's assertion that somehow capitalism is flawed because of greed. Greed? Greed exists everywhere. Everywhere. The only question about greed is, what system controls it best? Check this out.
When you see around the globe the maldistribution of wealth, the desperate plight of millions of people in underdeveloped countries, when you see so few haves and so many have-nots, When you see the greed and the concentration of power within, did you ever have a moment of doubt about capitalism and whether greed's a good idea to run on?
Well, first of all, tell me, is there some society you know that doesn't run on greed? You think Russia doesn't run on greed? You think China doesn't run on greed? What is greed? Of course, none of us are greedy. It's only the other fellow who's greedy. The world runs on individuals pursuing their separate interests. The great achievements of civilization have not come from government bureaus. Einstein didn't construct his theory under order from a bureaucrat. Henry Ford didn't revolutionize the automobile industry that way. In the only cases in which the masses have escaped from the kind of grinding poverty you're talking about, the only cases in recorded history are where they have had capitalism and largely free trade. If you want to know where the masses are worst off, it's exactly in the kinds of societies that depart from that. So that the record of history is absolutely crystal clear that there is no alternative way so far discovered of improving the lot of the ordinary people that can hold a candle to the productive activities that are unleashed by a free enterprise system.
But it seems
absolutely no one explained it better. That is one of the great video clips about the power of human freedom I've ever heard. I've got more. I've got the second half. It's a little shorter, the second part of that. But don't ever forget that, folks. This election tomorrow is about two conflicting ideologies, and there's no overlap. You have to ask yourself a very serious question tomorrow. the question Friedman's asked Donahue. The great accomplishments in human history, you think these were done by government bureaucrats? Ladies and gentlemen, the great accomplishments in human history happened in free countries where free people exercised their own free will and thought of things like the Mac, electricity, 3D printing, revolutions in material sciences, quantum computing, the great revolutions in human history, despite the left's protestations, in other words, because they don't know what they're talking about, the internet. Oh, gosh, that was a government project. Ladies and gentlemen, the people involved in the project were crystal clear that although government money may be involved in anything, it was free market institutions and universities that took it, developed it, and made it what it is today. The left is just telling you a fairy tale. But DARPA did it. DARPA does a lot of things in conjunction with private companies that figure it out, with money generated from private companies that give it to the government. Why do you think there was no DARPA in the equivalent in the Soviet Union that did any of this? Dan, but the Soviet Union put a guy on the moon. Ladies and gentlemen, the Soviet Union put a guy in space, Dan. Ladies and gentlemen, the Soviet Union collapsed after putting its people in the gulag and torturing them. Just read Solzhenitsyn's account of this. You have a choice. You have a choice tomorrow. Do you want your life, your health care, your kids' education, and your job being directed by government bureaucrats who know less about your kid, your health, and your job than you? Have you asked yourself that question? Why do you want to do that? Because as Donahue tries to argue, what, they're not greedy? They're not. You're suggesting to me government bureaucrats are less greedy, what, than you? Yes, yes, that's why I want to give them control over my healthcare, my education, and my kids, and my job. What do they know about your job, your kid, or your healthcare? What do they know about your health individually? Oh, they can ask me. They can ask you what, in a phone survey? They know more. Listen, I'm going through this now. So hard stop, libs, trying to, I have doctors who I still have to explain with, my own doctors. Because why? Not because they're bad people. Because they don't live in my house with me. I don't get to talk to them 24 hours a day. But you want a government bureaucrat to control your healthcare going forward. You understand that's what Joe Biden's arguing for. That's what a public option is. It's a Trojan horse for the government to take over healthcare, your healthcare, they know nothing about because they don't know you. You want them to take over your job by using confiscatory tax rates and regulations to dictate to your job and your employer everything they need to do despite knowing nothing about your job or they'd be in it. Government bureaucrats couldn't make money doing what you do in your business. That's why many of them are in the government. I'm not knocking. I worked for the government, our Secret Service and our law enforcement. A lot of people do good work and show up every day. But the hard reality is you're doing the work out there. You're putting the food on the table. You're doing it. You're creating the furniture people sit on, the televisions people watch, the iPhones they call their families with, the food that nourishes their body, the chemicals that clean the water they drink. You're doing that, not government bureaucrats. Now, Donahue tries to fight back against the great Milton Friedman and says, well, you know, we need a system more centrally designed, like, you know, like the communists and socialists have, Joe, where they reward virtue rather than greed. What? They do. Well, Milton Friedman was having absolutely none of that. Check this out.
It seems to reward not virtue as much as ability to manipulate the system.
And what does reward virtue? You think the communist commissar rewards virtue? You think a Hitler rewards virtue? You think, excuse me, if you'll pardon me, do you think American presidents reward virtue? Do they choose their appointees on the basis of the virtue of the people appointed or on the basis of their political clout? Is it really true that political self-interest is nobler somehow than economic self-interest? You know, I think you're taking a lot of things for granted. And just tell me where in the world you find these angels who are going to organize society for us. Well, I don't even trust you to do that.
Anyone found those angels yet? I haven't. You know where those angels lie? In your own living room with you and your family. Those angels you put to bed at night. Your kids. Your parents. Not in the government. Big fights coming, ladies and gentlemen. Huge fights. I hope I just made very succinctly in that 10-15 minute segment the ideological fight and the ideological argument going forward. The best person to take control of your future, your job, your financial well-being, your family's financial well-being, your health care and your kids' education is you. The government can't fix your problems. They will never understand your problems like you do.
Great, great clip from Dan Bongino, and that was the night before the election, and it continues to resonate right now because we have no decision yet, right? And there's all this investigation going on, and really the heart and soul of where we're at is what he just described there, and Friedman talked about it. You know, who do we want making these decisions? And again, it reinforces the idea that our best government is our local government, but the most responsible person for our liberty and our pursuit of happiness is ourselves.
Absolutely. And what's interesting is America, we were founded as pioneers, as mm-hmm. as those individuals having, you know, virtually no oversight and self-government. Mm-hmm. Or self-governance. That was the whole aspect and purpose of America. And this has been a really good opportunity for people to step up and realize that that is what we need to go back to. Mm-hmm. We need to stop listening to the media with what they're saying and what they're declaring, who is the president-elect and you know, what we should be doing in our lives. We know what we should be doing. We were taught. We know what's right and wrong, and we also understand risk. Mm-hmm. We know if you swim in a deep water creek that's running really fast, you know, you have a potential to getting swept away in it. And when you get swept away in it, you know how to react. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be some drone that's going to be overseeing you and keep you from
safe
from doing things like that. Things happen all the time. And so one thing I really want people to understand is, you know what's right and wrong, and you know what's good for you. You know, if you feel uncomfortable, sometimes it's okay to feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's okay to step outside of your bubble. Friend of mine, I walked into a store the other day and I didn't have a mask on, and he's looking at me like, what's going on? And I was like, why would you wear a mask? He's not wearing a mask anymore.
Yay!
And so it just takes, exactly, it just takes that little taste of doing that. And I think that's a huge pivotal piece to getting our liberties back, is not wearing the mask.
All the times you go into a store not wearing a mask, are they chasing you around, telling you
sometimes
to put a mask?
But yeah, we don't give them that business anyway.
Ah, there you go. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Josh hanging out in the studio with me this morning. We're going to be back with more information and news you can use right after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Friday and every day. As we move through the weekend, we're wrapping up November, heading into December, and we are really thrilled to be able to partner with several area nonprofit organizations, featuring them, telling their story, and for them to share with you what their needs are as we move through this most generous time of year. I don't know if you knew this or not, but some of the biggest fundraising happens between October and December for nonprofits, and our nonprofits do so much in our community to help help those that are needy, whether it be food insecure, housing insecure, all of those things. These nonprofits really do kind of bridge the gap, and I love it because they're part of the solution. And again, many of them do not get, several of them, minimal support from the government. They're the community helping the community, and I love that. And many of them have had to really alter how they do things, including their fundraising. So we're going to feature nonprofits. If you have a nonprofit that you love to support and you want them to tell their story, nominate them to be one of our features. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. I have Josh in the studio with me, and we're talking about capitalism, and we had a great, the first segment, talking a little bit about why this is important and really what the struggle is. It's a global move to a one world order type government where it's all socialism and the government is there to save us. Well, here's an interesting quote from Ronald Reagan. I love Ronald Reagan, by the way, and I remember all the criticism he got. I was old enough to remember how people were talking horribly about him, very much like Trump, mm-hmm. and they hated him and they worked against him and all of these things. And but now that he's gone, and they look at how many of his policies have been effective, they're like, even the Democrats are like, oh, Ronald Reagan is like, wait a minute here. You weren't like that a few years ago. He said the most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you.
Yeah, no,
that was one of his quotes. And then he said, today, if you invent a better mouse trap, the government comes along with a better mouse.
Yeah.
You know, he's just got some fun, witty wisdom that's so practical and so true. And when we talk about capitalism, it really is important that we support our local businesses. We support the folks that are on the front lines in our community doing the best they can. They really want to be open, and people that work in those businesses want to work. They don't want to have to wait weeks and weeks and months for unemployment.
Well, and things to think about. When you go into a local shop and you spend some money there, mm-hmm. that money goes toward rent, which the landlord then gets paid.
Mm-hmm.
The employee there gets paid.
Mm-hmm.
Taxes get paid. That employee that gets paid, maybe they go to your store
mm-hmm.
to buy their shoes or mm-hmm. whatever, and then the cycle continues. We're able to self-govern in our own ways through that, and it's also important to support other local companies and local business.
Yes, and there, that's what I love. The story, we had the people in from Coastal last month when they were breaking ground here and opening their store, and it's a big kind of farm and ranch supply store. And I love that success story of someone who started in the Albany area and now they're all over. They
it's
have
great.
Several in it, and that's exactly what we need to get behind. And I know, I get it. I know that's how Walmart started.
Sure.
You know, back in Arkansas where we used to live, you know, it started out like that and it grew. And that mm-hmm. is part of the American dream is to grow your business and grow your business. But when it becomes so corporate and you forget the local community.
Their goal is to starve them out and consume markets. You know, mm-hmm. Amazon is here now locally. They've created a lot of jobs, which is really great. How much money have they given to the Liberty House down the street?
Mm-hmm.
How much money are they donating to anything mm-hmm. Locally or contributing besides the jobs, which is great. It's great to have jobs, you know, but it's a thing to think about, just the ratio. They're up record profits this year.
Yes.
They're up 26%.
Mm-hmm.
I think Amazon is 26, one of those. But, you know, there's other businesses that are closing forever.
Yes.
And they'll never open again.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are having to figure out what to do. And so when you're sitting at home, sitting on your phone, trying to order Christmas presents, you know, I think you should order guns, bullets, and food.
Mm.
You know, those are the kind of Christmas presents you should be giving to each other, because the only reason that these people are not kicking in our door and taking us away like they are in Australia right now, they're disappearing people in Australia right now because of COVID. The only reason is because of your Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing keeping Kate Brown from coming into your house and giving you a shot and or disappearing you if she doesn't like what you're saying. That's the only thing separating it, why they're having such a hard time and why they're going this psychological route into brainwashing us into believing that we need this safety net and to take our liberties away. That's the only route that they can take because there's so many people with the Second Amendment and that believe in it here.
And I remember seeing a little clip, and maybe I'll pull it up and we can play it just for fun too, of a gal who talked about that, about someone asking her, you know, please wear your mask, keep me safe, keep you know, everybody safe. And she's like, and she talks to her about having a gun, and it was very, very good. A short clip. We might have to
interesting analogy,
bring that up. Yes, about safety. And so you're saying when we shop, and I think this is very wise, when we're thinking about as a parent and a grandparent, I think a good discussion to have with our family members is, where are you at with your personal safety?
Correct.
What are you doing? And I know a lot of people are even putting in systems in their home, yep, like cameras and things and
let's
safety.
Make that. If you want to talk about new normal,
yes,
let's change the Christmas presents from the throwaway toys and things that you do. Let's change it to more practical things that people can use if the economy were to slow down even more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are we going to survive and how are we going to move forward and push forward to doing this? You know, maybe think about presents in that way.
Well, and I think when we come back from this break, I want to talk a little bit about finances and market and what we can do to position ourselves in a freeing way for maybe some times that could be the squeeze might be on, regardless of who the president is.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, we know that there's going to be a shift in the beginning of the year financially. And so we're going to talk about that when we get back. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Friday and every day. If you'd like to join the conversation, you're invited to 503-589-1220. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
Good morning to you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann. Thanks to Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency, for being a morning show sponsor. 503-885-0789. We're continuing the conversation this morning with Josh in the studio, talking about supporting local businesses and why capitalism against socialism is the way to go, given free enterprise and allowing people their creative ways to support their family and allow, you know, it to continue. The whole idea of America, free and prosperous, I don't understand, I don't get why it's such a threat and such an insult to the world, because everybody wants to come to America because of that liberty and that freedom.
Correct.
And yet we're such an evil place.
Because they want to stamp out the inspiration and the hope that we give to the rest of the world. And the idea of, you know, our democracy and republic here in the United States, people long for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they can stamp that out, essentially they can control all the rest of the information around the rest of the world. You know, the UN is using the COVID-19 hoax to lock down the United States and to try to dismantle our economy from being a superpower so they can absorb us into this global paradigm, because they can't have a superpower like Russia, which is why they demonize Russia so much too. They can't have it operating when they're trying to absorb into this global system.
Well, and when you look at the news and all of the going on, the battle, it gives us insight on the battle that's going on right now in Georgia and all of these states. Of course, Sidney Powell dropped her lawsuit, and that's 104 pages. And that's going to be, I think, the initial hearings will start today and even the first of next week on some of these. Now, this came from a source, and I'm not sure about this. It's called Right News Right Now, Channel 411 News. And it was online and it was sent to me, and it's interesting. And I think Jeff talked about it in the 6 o'clock hour. Breaking news: treason. Governor Kemp out of Georgia and California Governor Newsom bought off by communist China in COVID supplies, kickback, and money laundering schemes. And it goes on and on to talk a little bit about what had happened with this COVID. Josh, this is what you talk about, the hoax. They sent money, Governor Newsom sent money, and I guess so did this other governor, Kemp, who's a Republican, by the way, sent money to China for N95 masks.
Mm-hmm.
And they never, one, received the masks, but it looks like it's a money laundering scheme. And then when people have done some fact checks with it, I think even a couple months back, they've been investigating this, and it's legit. I've seen some articles on online about it. Do you know anything? Have you heard anything about this at all?
I haven't, but I don't. The reality is I believe Kate Brown's probably a Chinese government agent.
Well, here we go. Let me go into this, yep, because this article talks a little bit about it. And it says, so it goes on and it says, we are now hearing that the communist China ran a web of financial kickbacks and bribes to multiple governors and state officials, mm-hmm, across America, including California and Georgia. Many other states soon to follow. In every case, the governors and state officials transferred huge sums of money to China, to Chinese, to front companies for COVID supplies that were never delivered or delivered low cost, low quantity.
Yep.
And here's the thing. A portion of the extra funds was paid back to family members, specially structured business entities connected to state officials, giving them control over illicit funds. We fully expect Oregon Governor Kate Brown to soon be implicated in the same criminal Good. Corruption scheme. New York Governor Cuomo is likely also to be involved. The story is developing. More information will be emerging this week. Expect criminal indictments. Hear the full interview from John Frederick's show right here.
Yeah, that would be great to see her walk away in chains. So
this is a national news story. Yes.
Yeah, which is great. I mean,
who knows
how substantiated it is.
Yeah.
But the reality is we don't need an article to tell us
what we
what
already
to think.
Know.
Exactly. Because you can tell by somebody's actions,
mm-hmm,
and she's acting as a global cooperative,
mm-hmm,
individual. She's not acting as the governor of Oregon. She's cooperating in a global UN World Health Organization system in which they're implementing all over the world. And so there's nothing new about what she's doing, which is how we're able to see the next steps.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at what's happening in the UK, the what is it?
Prime Minister?
No, it's I forgot which airline it is, but they've announced you cannot leave the country, you cannot fly with them until you have a COVID vaccination. They will not let anybody in or out without a COVID vaccination, right?
Hmm.
So that's their announcement. They've already talked about it. In Australia, they're disappearing people. They're breaking into doctors that are YouTubing, sitting there on a live stream. You guys can look it up. I'll see if I can find the actual,
mm-hmm,
footage.
The
we
link,
can watch it.
Yep.
They're breaking in and disappearing these people right now,
mm-hmm,
because those people over there, they don't have a Second Amendment. They turned in their guns.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, brooms,
and,
I hear.
Yeah, and that's the reason why they're doing that. But something interesting that was just sent to me, this is actually on the CDC's website right now. It's called Operational Considerations for Humanitarian Settings, right? And they're doing something called a shielding approach. Now, keep in mind, guys, this is on cdc.gov's website right now, okay? The shielding approach aims to reduce the number of severe COVID-19 cases. So remember this, they're using COVID-19 to start rolling out this, what's called a technocracy, to keep us locked down in our homes, to keep us from communicating, to keep us from doing everything, and functioning, and basically dismantling our entire economy, okay? So the COVID-19 cases, by limiting contact between individuals at, quote, higher risk of developing severe disease and general population. High risk individuals, which deems has been proven, they are going to determine who is and who is not high risk.
Mm.
They are going to determine if you're positive or negative, even if the test, the PCR test, is 66 or 90% false positive, even if the test itself is saying that you have COVID, even though you feel fine and everything else, this is what they're saying. high-risk individuals would be temporarily relocated to a safe or, quote, green zone established at the household, neighborhood, camp, sector, or community level, depending on the context setting. They would have a minimal contact with family members and other low-risk residents. So they're already talking about creating those quarantine camps and those quarantine zones. And what they're going to do, they have snitch lines now that they've rolled out in New York. Don't know if you know about that. They have, you can call on your neighbor. And this is the same thing. This is the same way they rounded up all the Jewish people in Germany and how they got the public to do all their bidding. And they create a story and they create this social construct and these social pressures, which they're doing on our businesses, putting pressures on these businesses to be the enforcers. So they're not seen as the bad guys. The businesses are seen as the bad guys. So it's 2 degrees separation, and they're basically having these businesses act as their underling, you know, mobster enforcers, you know, the shot callers. And it's disgusting. And I think that's, you know, between fighting the masks and then fighting the OSHA and OLCC, who are the backyard regulators of these things, that's where I think the fight should be. And that's how we really kind of start to take this state back and get back to normal.
One of the things that we did last week, the last couple of weeks, we've been telling people to call Governor Brown and tell her that we refuse to be locked down. We don't think this is good for, you know, and give their talking points. And we had a gal call in who said that she called and ordered some bologna from Governor Brown. I thought that was really pretty amazing. And again, we the people, we need to call. We need to call all of our state senators, our local Republican and Democrat, anybody that represents you in your local. Let's hound them with phone messages, text messages, email messages, comments on their website, because in December they're supposed to have a special session right here in Oregon, and they're calling a special session. And so we need to say, we the people, we don't want to be in a freeze anymore. And here's the interesting thing, and we talked about this with the media and how they're making the message to help the governor or help the, you know, the deep state nationally. She put a 2-week freeze down on us, and we were supposed to be released, remember, on the 3rd of December. That's coming up next Wednesday. So she comes out while we're having Thanksgiving dinner out on the front patio of the Capitol, right? On this last Wednesday, she's having a press conference on the inside, how making it sound like, and the press has picked up on it, like she's easing up on the freeze. Friends, no.
It's because she's not winning.
She's not easing
she's
up.
She's trying to.
She's not, because we're still frozen till the 3rd of December.
Well, I know that, but she's losing the propaganda game of information. She's losing it. People are not complying. So it's kind of like if you get in an argument with that, you know, when you were six and you're out on the playground and somebody's like, takes your ball from you. And you say, well, I don't want that ball anyway.
You walk away.
You know, and just always trying to be on top of the conversation. And that's what she's trying to do. The reality is that people are not following these orders anymore. People are sick of this. They're seeing the hoax. The information hasn't been able to be completely blocked on the internet. Nobody's listening to the news anymore. Nobody's listening to the governor anymore. And people are starting to act as they should independently to be able to make their own decisions.
Getting on with their lives.
Now, I do still see a lot of mask wearers, and I understand you guys want to be cloaked and everything else. But it's time to take that off. It's time to fight back. The time is now. Take off your mask. Organize in a group of people if you don't feel comfortable, and go into
and
a store.
Go.
Let's go shopping.
Get
that
what
way.
You need to do. A little
Absolutely.
Flash mob of joy. Smile.
Yes.
Wish everybody happy Christmas, whatever, Merry Christmas.
Absolutely.
And get into the spirit. Do your Black Friday shopping without a mask. Ooh, I like that idea. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Friday. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Hanging out with Josh this morning. It's a little cooler today and a little foggy outside. In fact, they say it could be foggy for a little while today, but it's going to burn off, and 41 degrees as we move through the day. So that's good. Joshua.
Supposed to rain today?
No, not in the forecast tomorrow, though, and sunny on Sunday, but it's a little cooler than it was. It was beautiful at the coast yesterday.
Yeah.
And just as we were wrapping up, as the sun was starting to go down, it's about 4:30 or so, the rain came out. So we were there. It was no rain, no wind, cloudy, but beautiful. And there were a few, maybe at the most, at one point where we were out on the beach. We have this little sneaky place we like to go, and we had a little fire. I think there was 30 people with their dogs and everything, and it was so it wasn't even crowded. People were doing their thing. It was a beautiful day, and I encourage people, if you can get a chance, to get out and about over the next couple days and get some fresh air, take a nice walk, do it. This is the time.
Yeah.
So we were talking in the last segment a little bit about kind of this plan and this idea to get us all moving in the same direction, and this whole idea, and you can see the writing on the wall, that we won't even be able to move from state to state, whether mostly on airplane, right, initially, but maybe even in car, if we can't show our papers that we've been vaccinated against this virus, when we don't even have any success from flu vaccine, and certainly colds have never. And what about cancer?
Well, exactly. And that's another big thing, is that there's a lot of hospitals that are not taking what they call non-urgent cases with people with cancer and knee surgeries and all of these things. People are dying because they're not getting the treatment that they need, because the hospital is saying, oh, well, we are only accepting COVID patients. You know, and also a lot of people that are passing away are dying from other things, but yet they tested positive as COVID.
Like 3 days before they died, which makes no sense at all.
Yes. Because they need to get that money.
So what it's did you find? You talked a little bit about these zones.
Yeah, so this is on the CDC website, and they're talking about, this is a COVID-19 section, and they're talking about green zones and almost forced quarantining people. They have camps. And so here's another thing that's interesting, and I'll kind of go through a little piece of it. But there's a section in here that says a group of shelters such as schools. So think about this. Kids are at home. They can't go to school. The schools are now empty, right? What are they going to use all that space for? Well, lo and behold, here we go. We have a section here on the CDC website talking about what they're going to use those schools for.
Wow.
Right? So how it's problem, reaction, solution. They are creating the problem. They're creating the action, and they're also providing the solution. It's just too perfect, isn't it? It's kind of like the COVID vaccine itself has been developed for 2 years. They can't manufacture a vaccination in 256 days, let alone probably more 150 days when they actually started working on it, right? It doesn't work like that. It takes at least 2 years to develop. So
that's my question, yeah.
Okay, so how did they know that it was going to come out? Anthony Fauci talked about in 2017, he talked about President Trump is going to face a serious virus threat. Anthony Fauci is overseeing the virus itself in 2014, in North Carolina. Anthony Fauci is the one that moved it to the Wuhan lab that oversaw the coronavirus testing that was questionable. Now Anthony Fauci is here telling us that the masks don't work. They're a novelty, right? So all of these things. And another interesting thing is the AIDS epidemic that was out. Who was overseeing that?
Oh, was that Fauci as well?
That was Fauci as well.
Oh my.
So how interesting is it that this guy has been, you know, basically a thorn in our behind for 40 years, telling us what we should and shouldn't do, and how coincidental that, you know, the virus of the AIDS virus, as well
is
as
inserted into this one?
Well, That's the HIV virus is attached to it. This is like a hybrid five. They've proved India in their super level four research lab had taken this virus apart back in March and said it was a string of five viruses created in a test tube. It was not a natural thing.
Wow.
So if you understand how vaccinations work, in order to be able to create a vaccine, you have to own the patent of whatever you're vaccinating or whatever vaccine you're creating. You have to own the patent on it. So for them to manufacture something, that gives them kind of a serial number of that particular disease or virus to where now they can patent it. But if it was a coronavirus, an actual coronavirus, which there's 150,000 strains, they can't patent that because there's so many variables.
How do you do that?
So they had to create one that they can monitor and that they can patent in order for them to create this vaccine. That gives them huge monetary benefit to be able to roll out this approved
vaccination. Here's the problem. Here's the solution. A lot of money made in between.
Exactly.
Incredible.
And notice all of the, a lot of Democrats and a lot of people that are kind of with the old guard of the Obama administration, everybody else. Trump comes out. And this is why Trump came out with the vaccination plan, is because he came out with his own vaccine to hijack their monopoly that they were trying to do.
Yep.
And notice they're all saying, you know, even what's her name on The View?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm never going to take that Trump vaccine. I'm waiting for the other one, right? It's because it was just simply a monetary pursuit to vaccinate the world. Think of the trillions of dollars that Bill Gates would create or make.
Incredible.
So thinking about that, that's why he did that. He parallel constructed it, and he almost took that away from them and took the glory away to where now they're not our saviors. They're not our Lord and saviors. You know, they're simply just one, it's an RNA vaccine. It's not a traditional vaccination that they're trying to roll out. It's a whole new thing.
Interesting.
That literally changes your chemical makeup.
And we can do a whole show on that another time.
Crazy.
We need to bring you in on that for technology as we're wrapping up this show. Josh, great to have you on the air again with me. I appreciate every time that you're here. And I know it's been busy for you. You've got a lot going on. Excited to see you. And hopefully maybe in the next week or so, we can have you back. Is
absolutely.
That all right?
Absolutely.
All
thanks
right.
for having me.
And you know, when we talk about the vaccinations, when we talk about all of these things, friends, it's to keep us informed, keep us engaged in the process, that we still have the power. We, the people, have the power, and we need to stay informed. We need to pass along this information. This podcast will be up on our website this afternoon. You can share it with your friends and family, and certainly as long as we have social media ability, you know, I don't know if they'll, radio, they'd have to listen to the content, I guess, if you just share the link. Anyway, you could do that by going to KSLM.news. We still have our KSLM radio Facebook page. We're looking at maybe doing MeWe or something else, Parler, soon, so we can be sharing these links as well. We're so glad to have you a part of this wonderful morning show, and I want to encourage you, give us an email if you know a nonprofit that would love to have some exposure, tell their story, maybe raise up some funds for them this holiday season. Please send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you, guys. Take back your day, huh?
Oh, yes. We're going to take back our day. Take that mask off and enjoy some shopping. Happy weekend to you, my friends. We'll be back on Monday. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.